Monday, September 1st. Commemoration of St. Giles. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 45, verses 1 through 6. Beloved of God and men, whose memory is in benediction, he made him like the saints in glory, and magnified him in the fear of his enemies, and with his words he made prodigies to cease. He glorified him in the sight of kings, and gave him commandments in the sight of his people, and showed him his glory. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, and chose him out of all flesh. For he heard him and his voice, and brought him into a cloud. And he gave him commandments before his face, and a law of life and instruction. Haydock Commentary. These praises are of Moses, the mildest of men. See Numbers 12:3. His life was a continued miracle, and he was honored more than any prophet, seeing God's works more clearly, though not his substance. He made him like the saints in glory, since he saw God face to face, and magnified him in the fear of his enemies, the Egyptians, the Amalekites, and all who rebelled against God. And with his words he made prodigies to cease, that is, removing the scourges which he had inflicted, for example, when his serpent devoured those of the magicians who were confounded before him. And God showed him his glory when he had passed by. See Exodus 33:22. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, giving him these necessary qualifications to rule a rebellious people. And he gave him commandments before his face and a law of life and instruction. A law of life because by observing them the Hebrews might live. Thus the trees of life and of knowledge were a sort of remedy against death and ignorance. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that persecute and calumniate you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven, who maketh his sun to rise upon the good and bad, and raineth upon the just and the unjust. For if you love them that love you, what reward shall you have? Do not even the publicans this? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more? Do not also the heathens this? Be you therefore perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect." Haydock Commentary. You have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. The words of the law in Leviticus 19:18 are only these, Thou shalt love thy friend as thyself. But by a false gloss and inference, these words, and hate thy enemy, were added by the Jewish doctors. By saying, But I say to you, Jesus shows that he has come to establish the purity of the law which they have corrupted. Christ here sums up his instructions by ordering us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, that is to imitate, as far as our exertions assisted by divine grace can reach, the divine perfection. See here the great superiority of the new over the old law. But let no one hence take occasion to despise the old law. Let him examine attentively, says St. John Chrysostom, the different periods of time and the persons to whom it was given, and he will admire the wisdom of the divine legislator, and clearly perceive that it is the one and same Lord, and that each law was to the great advantage of mankind, and wisely adapted to the times of their promulgation. For if among the first principles of rectitude these sublime and eminent truths had been found, perhaps neither these nor the less perfect rules of morality would have been observed. Whereas, by disposing of both in their proper time, the divine wisdom has employed both for the correction of the world. Seeing then that we are thus blessed as to be called and to be the children of so excellent a Father, we should endeavor, like him, to excel in goodness, meekness, and charity, but above all in humility, which will secure to us the merit of good works through the infinite merits of our divine Redeemer, Master, and Model, Christ Jesus the Lord.